check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 now on Phoenix FM.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by AXA Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
The clash of the other team, the Kalamba, is finally here. Our Yemen Power Dynamo and the Airmen Red Arrow will battle it out at this year's AXA Cup Final at 11-1 Awasa Stadium on Sunday, 10th May 2026. Kick-off at 15 hours. Who among these big machines will reign champion this year? Grab your tickets now at www.betplay and catch the action live on SuperSport and the AXA Facebook page. One match, one champion, be there. Your story matters. AXA.
CSO filed petition to hold 77 bills before National Assembly. Five illegal miners trapped after mine collapse in Numbra. In global news, DR Congo president hints at extending his term and delaying polls. With the 18 hours main news, my name is Nicolino. The LCK Freedom Foundation and Chapter 1 Foundation have jointly petitioned government in the Lusaka High Court to urgently halt the tabling and processing of 77 bills currently before the National Assembly. The two organizations led by Executive Directors Linda Katonde and Josiah Kalala, respectively, have filed for judicial review challenging government's plan to process the bills within a 9-day period from May 4th to 12th, 2026. They are seeking a court order to stay the process, declare the time frame unlawful and irrational, and have the suspension of standing orders declared unconstitutional on the basis that it undermines public participation required under Article 89 of the Constitution. The organizations say they support lawmaking but oppose the rushed process, arguing that meaningful public participation is essential to democracy and the making of sound law. They have further urged that government should withdraw or postpone the bill, publish them in advance, and allow constitutionally compliant processes for all Zambians, saying the dissolution of parliament cannot be used to bypass key legislative procedures. Five illegal miners have been trapped following a mine collapse at Namatala Mines in Nangoma constituency of Mumba District on May 5, 2026. Addressing the media in Kawe this afternoon, Central Province Permanent Secretary Milna Mwanakampo said government is doing everything possible to save the lives of those trapped underground. Dr. Mwanakampo said government has since constituted an inter-ministerial committee comprising representatives from the Ministry of Green Economy, Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Home Affairs, the Disaster Management and Mitigation, Ministry of Mines and Provincial Administration to spearhead the rescue operations. He has since emphasized that saving lives remains top priority before any investigations into the illegal entry into the mine are undertaken. Dr. Mwanakampo said President Hakainde Hichilema has directed authorities to focus on rescuing the victims first before addressing any other matters surrounding the incident.
On 5th of May 2026, in Mumba District, at an area called Matala Mine, domiciled in Ngoma constituency, five people are suspected to have been buried by a mine that collapsed. Now, it must be emphasized that these were illegal miners who were scavenging for gold, and despite government having taken remedial and corrective measures by way of engaging the owner who actually hired the services of paramilitary police officers to be guarding, they identified other tunnels that were not known to the police officers.
Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Luxon Mulumbi says flooding of the Musumwezi River in Kakonde has slowed down government's process of allocating mining tenements in the province. Speaking to journalists in Solwezi, Mr. Mulumbi says the flooding has affected operations by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, as large sections of the area have become inaccessible for inspections and related field work. He explains that the challenging terrain has also limited mobility, with alternative means of transport, such as helicopters, proving impractical under the prevailing conditions. Mr. Mulumbi states that despite the setback, government is working to operationalize 512 mining licenses that have already been issued, covering more than 6,600 hectares. He added that all corporate license holders will soon be provided with a structured timetable indicating that they will be allowed to visit their designated mining tenements in line with ministerial directives.
So what prevented that flooding from the tenement allocation in the Kitorobot mining area was accessibility. The Mkolobi River was extremely overflooded, and therefore mobility in that area was very, very difficult. And the consequences of flying people in helicopters also were quite difficult, because you talk about 504 licenses covering an area of more than 6,680 hectares. But now that the rains are over and we've been able to ensure that that area is accessible, very shortly we'll be communicating to all the corporations, the ones that are holding licenses that we issued to them last year.
The Zambia Cybersecurity Agency is urging members of the public to desist from abusing digital platforms to perpetuate crimes such as cyberbullying and online scams. In a public advisory, the agency says it has noted an increase in the misuse of social media through demeaning conduct, the circulation of unverified and misleading information, and the sharing of manipulated content, including deepfakes and altered audio, video, and images. The agency further states that creating, modifying, or sharing false digital material to misrepresent, defame, harass, or deceive another person may amount to an offense under the Cybercrime Act No. 4 of 2025. It cited offenses related to the transmission of unsolicited deceptive electronic communication, the use of computers to commit offenses, and harassment or humiliation. The agency has also warned the public against advertising escort services online, against sharing malicious links, in-person impersonation content, and other harmful materials. In global news, Democratic Republic of Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi says he may consider seeking a third term in office when his mandate expires in 2028. Tshisekedi, however, says any extension of his presidency would only be done by consulting the people through a referendum, as the law allows a maximum of two terms. He added that elections may not be held on schedule because of the conflict in the east of the country. The BBC reports on this in other stories.
Chinese state media say military courts have given suspended death sentences with a 2-year reprieve to two former defence ministers for corruption. The two men were expelled from the ruling Communist Party in 2024. Health officials are working to trace 30 passengers who left a cruise ship before a deadly hantavirus outbreak was confirmed, as well as those who came into contact with them. Washington is waiting a response from Iran to its latest proposals to end the war launched by the US and Israel in February. Tehran says it's reviewing the offer. Pakistan, which is mediating, says a response is close.
This is the 18-hour scene of Press on News. Take a break.
From analog to digital to digital. Alright, we're gonna kick things off.
The Business News is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes it.
Agriculture Minister Ruben Ntolo has called on tobacco sponsors and buyers to uphold the principles of fairness, transparency, and accountability in transactions in this year's tobacco marketing season. Speaking at the launch of the 2026 tobacco marketing season in Lusaka today, Mr. Mutolo emphasized that a well-functioning market must be anchored on trust and mutual benefits. system to low state government remains committed to maintaining